I've been lucky enough to collar one of the artists from this weekend's exhibition, Jacob de Graaf, who's from Holland. He's a Dutch artist living in York, and I've just managed to catch him taking down his exhibition, and he's willing to speak to me about how he's found this second revolving gallery occasion. So, Jacob, for those who don't know, could you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Jacob. I've been living in York since 2006, and this is my first exhibition in York itself.
So what sort of artwork have you got exhibited this weekend?
The series was an architectural-based series where I had structures that looked more like sculptures, really, than normal buildings. I used them as a springboard to discover compositions and shapes and forms.
So would you say that there's a style or a theme or a mood that ties this set together?
Yes, I think generally they fall together in the way I paint and the way I depict the buildings that I do. Specifically in colour, I think the colours are all sort of very muted, different grey tones. There's many different colours in the grey tones, but they're all sort of bound together with the same tones, yeah.
And you said this is your first exhibition in York. How did it come about, and how did you end up making contact with the revolving gallery team?
I think it was through Twitter and my website originally. The team contacted me, I think it was back in December, if they could pay a visit to my atelier and have a look at my work. And they contacted me later after the visit if I wanted to be part of the exhibition. So they had selected the work, which was great.
How have you found this exhibition then? Because it's run for 3 days and it was quite a packed house on the opening evening.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a really good atmosphere. People were really enthusiastic about the work. And I think it's a great initiative that Revolving Gallery does in York, as we don't have real venues for modern artists in the city. And I think it's a fantastic thing that there is a place where artists can display their work.
Can you think of any standout feedback that you've had this weekend?
Yeah, I had a lot of good feedback on the opening night. It was really nice to talk to people and hear their comments about how they perceive the work, because, I mean, it is quite easy to lock yourself up in your own atelier and make your own things, and it's very sort of fruitful to hear the feedback from the people and see what they see in your work. And sometimes that matches what you have tried to achieve, and sometimes that's something completely different that takes you by surprise, but it's quite interesting to hear as well.
Mm-hmm. I know some people I've spoken to in my audio interviews have noticed your work, and I think that shows in the fact that you've made a sale as well.
Yeah, exactly. It is quite nice to hear that people came to see this work when they had been reading about it and stuff like that. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
You told me that someone had come down as well specifically to see your paintings.
I heard someone. Yeah, I think it was because of the architecture link that they were curious about the work and that they paid a visit to the gallery, yeah.
And will you be, how will you be using your experience at this exhibition to move on your work as an artist?
Well, I'll definitely be looking more for gallery spaces around the area to display my work in the future. But I think it's just fantastic that they're doing this, and I'm gonna keep an eye on what the gallery does as well, to keep track on what the other artists are doing here in the city, and yeah.
Okay, so where can people find some information out on you, your artwork?
If they want to find any information, they would have to go online. They can either follow me on Twitter, which is Hygge Designs, Hygge Designs at Twitter, and they can check me out online on my website, jacobdegraaf.com. I don't know if it's spelled on your... Okay. Do you want me to spell it? Or?
Please, yeah.
It's Jacob, and then DEGRAAF.com.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jacob.
You're welcome. Thank you.